When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and I've just got a few bullet points for this midweek show just to check in. First and foremost, though, I just wanted to say thank you so, so much for tuning in. It really is an honor for you to choose to spend this time with me, and I hope that you are staying very healthy and well in our current times. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who got in touch after the recent podcast with Julia Samuel and also Dr. Shelby Harris. Julia Samuel is a psychotherapist who came on the podcast to talk about adapting to change, which was booked in long before lockdown, but seemed to be very timely. And the emails and messages I've had from you have been so lovely. One really stood out on Instagram by someone who said, I've just finished the episode and had to log on to Instagram to congratulate you two on an outstanding episode. I replayed several portions of the recording to ensure thorough comprehension, and I'm confident I will listen to it again soon. What a lovely, lovely message. And also there was the conversation with Dr. Shelby Harris, who had been on the show previously, last summer, in fact, talking about insomnia and why it is something that affects women so much. She has a book all about it. But in this episode, it was all about how to manage sleep during a crisis, because at a time of anxiety, sleep can be the first thing to go. It can be the first thing that just goes out of whack. And obviously the repercussions of that, of being overtired, can be really significant and can make you feel bad, maybe, and even cause you to feel unwell. And I had lots of lovely, lovely messages, lots of people saying that they really needed that episode right now, which was so lovely. People saying that they hadn't slept properly in weeks and were also having lots of crazy dreams. So we're very interested in what the content of Shelby's insights were, but also that they found it really reassuring and that it helped them be able to put into place some structure and some good habits to be able to basically get a better night's sleep. And thankfully, the show only went live, was it a few days ago, but I've already had messages from people saying that they've had a full night's sleep for the first time since they have been in lockdown. So how lovely is that? How brilliant that Shelby's advice has been so, so helpful. Now, since the world has been on lockdown, we've had to make a lot of changes and take time to adjust. And I mean, it's fair to say none of us have experienced anything like this before, and we're all dealing with a lot right now, right? And I'm sure you might have noticed this too, but there seems to be an unfair expectation that we're somehow saving time, saving in inverted commas, by not commuting, by not socializing, by not being outside. And that time is now extra, again in inverted commas, and is something that we can use more efficiently. Again, I'm going to use inverted commas again, air quotes, more efficiently to learn a new skill, a language, an instrument. And somehow it just feels unrealistic. It just feels like a really efficient way to make life harder than it needs to be at a time when it's already pretty challenging. So This is just a soapbox moment, really, of me saying, if you have been feeling inadequate or less than because you haven't settled on becoming an expert in X, Y, or Z, then I'm just here to tell you that you're doing just fine as you are. You really are. You are who you are, and setting an expectation to become someone you're not in lockdown during a global pandemic is setting yourself to fail. Here's the clue. If you're not that person already, pianist, fluent in Mandarin, and artist, based on the culmination of the days, weeks, months, and years you've already been on this planet, then this is the crucible of, and I will repeat myself here, a global pandemic. Is the time of a global pandemic really the time to put this extra pressure on yourself? I've seen a lot of this come up in the Facebook group. I see it all over Instagram at the moment, and I just keep thinking, oh, I don't want anybody to feel like they need to buy into this. Like, take it a day at a time. And yes, some of us may have found that we have extra time on our hands, but time is one thing, the inclination is the other. And the way I feel about it now, yes, I've got my keyboard out again, but I do know that after lockdown, I'm probably not ever going to get on that keyboard again. But it is something that's passing the time. It's not about becoming good at piano. I'm not going to go and take, grade 8 piano exam, none of that. Time is one thing, the inclination is honestly the other. And I'm also acutely aware, and I just want to flag up and celebrate everyone listening who have taken on more roles and probably have less time than they did beforehand. Anyone who's suddenly homeschooling one or more children, you have my respect. A lot has been put on your plate recently, and the change you must be having to adapt to is significant. And so if you're then getting 5 minutes to yourself and looking on Instagram and thinking, oh, I've got to do that fitness thing, or, oh, I should really have learned an instrument. No, this is your time to watch Netflix, my friend, or to have a glass of wine and stare out of the window, whatever you need to do. So when it became clear that a lockdown was imminent, I, you might remember, created a podcast where I talked about structure and the vital role exercise plays for me in a productive working from home structure. And that's because I went freelance 8 years ago and I made all the mistakes. I tried to work on my laptop from my sofa. I didn't think I needed to get up at a certain time. I made every mistake, and I talked about structure and I talked about the importance of exercise in the morning for me. This doesn't mean you have to come out of isolation fitter or stronger. It just means, if I'm being completely honest, that getting your lymphatic system moving is, for me, something I find to be a good way of setting myself up for a productive day. So it's something I wanted to share with you. And that's why you'll see me on Instagram go, look, I'm just about to get on the yoga mat, or look, I'm just about to go for my walk, or I do three interval circuit training things. See, I'm not a personal trainer, you can tell. I have three little circuits, one for lower body, one for upper body, and one for core. And I do one on a Monday, one on a Wednesday, and one on a Friday. Now, I've always done those. It's just that now I share them on Instagram because I do think structure is really helpful. And whenever I post those stories, I get lots of messages from people saying, thank you for getting me out of bed, or do you know what, I wasn't going to exercise and I did and I feel better for it. And that's all it's here for. But equally, if you feel like you need a lion sometimes, have the lion. I do exercise, but I now do yoga where I didn't before, where I'd probably be commuting or sort of walking around going, oh, is it too early to have dinner? But I'm not doing yoga because I want to become a yogi, or because I want to, I mean, obviously it'd be nice to be a bit more flexible, but just because it's a nice thing to do and it separates my work day from my not work day. And also my hips are creaking a lot less because I've been doing it every day for about 2 weeks now. So that's a win. But it doesn't mean that I have to start a yoga course or do anything. It just means I'm doing the same video every day at about 6:30. It's magic. It works for me. Don't feel like you need to buy into this. Please don't put any expectations on yourself. It's just not fair. Your days might look different from how they did a few weeks ago, but please don't put pressure on yourself to achieve anything that doesn't feel right. This isn't an opportunity to be your own tutor in that class at school you never took. It just doesn't seem fair. I will say, though, that if you do have the opportunity, if you do have more time, there is no harm in learning or investigating a skill that's an adjunct to something, to what you already do, that complements what you're already doing work-wise. So you might have noticed that I'm tinkering with more video. I have more time in my home office now, so I've been able to set aside a few hours to teach myself how to film, light, and edit videos. And it's pleasing because I kind of got the hang of it relatively quickly. It's a skill I can use post-lockdown, if you still want to see those videos, I hasten to add. I make my content for you, not for me. So if there's something that complements who you already are, what you already do, and what you already love, and it's just something that you've never really had time to devote to, why not give it a try? But just know that rewatching the My So-Called Life box set, watching Tiger King on Netflix, or getting caught in a black hole of Larry Stylinson, Google it, thank me later, for an evening is just as legitimate. We're all going through it. So however you want to spend your time is how you want to spend your time. And please don't set ridiculous expectations or succumb to this pressure that does seem to be on social media at the moment, that you have to somehow come out of this situation a better version of yourself. You just have to come out of this situation as yourself. And I will always be here for you on this podcast. So I just wanted to say that. I know it seems a bit soapboxy, but I have just noticed it a lot. And I think it can be really unfair. And all we have to do right now, the only thing we should really do, is just be kind to ourselves, be gentle with each other, and do our civic duty and stay home. So thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with the show, please do email me on thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. I would also be very grateful if you could join that Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes, and there are thousands of other listeners of this podcast over there talking about all sorts, including the unrealistic expectations that seem to be assigned to fitness, language learning, instruments and the like, all over the internet right now. You don't have to subscribe to that. Come and join us in the conversation over on the Facebook group, where we're being a bit more realistic about things. If you want me to discuss any particular topics, if you want me to get any particular guests on the show, then please do use those resources, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com and the DM on Instagram and Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns, to ask me. Or why not ask it in the Facebook group and then get your other forum members to weigh in, say, yes, I'd really like to hear from that person too. I would love to hear from you. And as you might have noticed, we now have 3 shows a week because I have added Feel Good Habits to the schedule, which is going live on a Monday. What a brilliant way to start the week. Feel Good Habits from some amazingly positive people who are fun to listen to. So that's going to be hitting the schedule on a Monday. You'll still get this midweek show. But if there are any people, any topics, anything that you want me to cover on this podcast, then now is your time to ask for it, because that's not an unrealistic expectation. I want to know what you would like to hear so that I can deliver. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.